Chapter 9. Injun Joe sprang to his feet, his eyes flaming with passion, snatched up Potter's knife, and went creeping, cat-like and stooping, round and round about the combatants, seeking an opportunity. All at once the doctor flung himself free, seized the heavy headboard of William's grave, and felled Potter to the earth with it. And in the same instant, the half-breed saw his chance and drove the knife to the hilt in the young man's breast. He reeled and fell partly upon Potter, flooding him with his blood, and in the same moment the clouds blotted out the dreadful spectacle, and the two frightened boys went speeding away in the dark. Presently, when the moon emerged again, Injun Joe was standing over the two forms contemplating them. The doctor murmured inarticulately, gave a long gasp or two, and was still. The half-breed muttered, "That score is settled. Damn you." Then he robbed the body, after which he put the fatal knife in Potter's open right hand and sat down on the dismantled coffin. 3, 4, 5 minutes passed, and then Potter began to stir and moan. His hand closed upon the knife, he raised it, glanced at it, and let it fall with a shudder. Then he sat up, pushing the body from him, and gazed at it, and then around him, confusedly. His eyes met Joe's.
"Lord, how's this, Joe?"
he said.
"It's a dirty business," said Joe without moving. "What'd you do it for?"
I never done it."
"Look here, that kind of talk won't wash."
Potter trembled and grew white.
I thought I'd got sober. I had no business to drink tonight, but it's in my head yet, worse than when we started here. Oh, I'm all in the muddle. I can't recollect anything of it hardly. Okay, tell me, Joe. Honest now, old fella. Did I do it, Joe? I never meant to, pawn my soul and honor. I never meant to, Joe. Now tell me how it was, Joe. Oh, it's awful. And him so young and promising.
Why, you two was scuffling, and he fetched you one with a headboard and you fell flat. Then up you come all reeling and staggering like, and snatched the knife and jammed it into him, just as he fetched you another awful clip. And here you've laid, dead as a wedge till now.
Oh, I didn't know what I was doing. I wish I may die this minute if I did. It was all on account of the whiskey and the excitement, I reckon. I never used a weapon in my life before, Joe. I fought, but never with weapons. They'll all say that, Joe. Don't tell. See, you won't tell, Joe. That's a good fella. I always liked you, Joe, and I stood up for you, too. Huh? Now, don't you remember? You won't tell. Will you, Joe?
And the poor creature dropped on his knees before the stolid murderer and clasped his appealing hands.
"No, you always been fair and square with me, Muff Potter, and I won't go back on you. There, now that's as fair as a man can say."
"Oh, Joe, you're an angel. I'll bless you for this the longest day I live."
And Potter began to cry.